One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello.
Now, Josh hasn't played Mario Kart Tour yet, but it seems to be sweeping the nation as the biggest Nintendo download ever.
Well, everyone in the office keeps telling me it's bad, so why would I play it, Scott?
I wouldn't recommend playing it, but you're also playing Devil May Cry 2, so if your levels are that... If your blast shields are up that much, maybe you can survive Mario Kart 2.
You make a good point.
Now, it's true. Now, the news in, as regards to Mario Kart 2 is that it's the there's things to pick apart because it's being sort of championed as the biggest Nintendo launch ever. It's the most downloads ever. It's true. It's the most downloads ever. And it has made $1 million in 24 hours, which is ludicrous.
It's not chump change, is it?
It's not chump change. But if you work out the average spend, then that tends to come to about 5 cents per person.
Yeah.
And so Super Mario Run was also labeled as a bit of a failure in Nintendo's eyes. They said that it didn't match expectations because that game didn't make a whole bunch of money in the end anyway. So as much as it sounds ludicrous that it made $1 million in 24 hours, it might still end up actually being regarded as a flop.
Yeah.
Like everything else Nintendo's done on phones.
We have sort of no idea, kind of, you know, the benchmark for the success, because $1 million is a lot of money to, you know, me and you. But for a major company like Nintendo, I don't know how much of a success that is. And we don't know how, you know, everyone in the office keeps telling me that it's bad. So if it made $1 million in 24 hours, who's to say that it continues making, you know, $1 million a day for the foreseeable future. There might be a big drop off, but I don't know yet.
There's also the fact that, like, this game's monetization is the weirdest thing. Like, it has a subscription model, which is just the worst. Like, just it has like a thing that's called Gold Pass, where they've literally gated off the 200cc mode, which is the fastest mode in the game that came in like Mario Kart 8.
Yeah.
Behind five, you have to pay $5 a month to unlock it.
That sounds like, you know,
painful.
It sounds like Nintendo is just holding me up sort of at knife point and making me pay for the good stuff. You know, they've got like wacky eyes. They got, like, you know, drugs on their face probably, and they're just telling me that I need to pay $5 a month for, you know, a part of a game that should be standard.
The other, like, flip side to this is that even if you have played the 200cc, because you can do a free trial for 2 weeks if you want to try it out. So if you do play the 200cc mode, this game's controls are the worst controls that anything has ever had. I'm not even joking at all. Like, I'm going to get you to play it in a second.
Oh,
he's not
God.
Played it yet. I need to know what his reaction is live. You'll probably like it. Devil May Cry 2. But whatever. There's just, this game plays like absolute hell. And it's like the idea that they're sort of tearing off this, like, faster tier, you know, faster sort of mode behind a paywall. If you did stump up the cash and pay the $5 to then get access to the best tier, it's going to play even worse.
This is what I wonder, right? When it comes to Nintendo's mobile output, are they just relying on bankable names to shift downloads and hope people buy it? Because the games themselves, all the ones they released so far, range from either
horrific.
Be, you know, horrific or just kind of threadbare, throwaway, bargain bin.
It's true. I mean, let's run them down. The only good one, I'll totally stand by Pokemon Go. Now, that isn't Nintendo. That's Niantic. Niantic developed Pokemon Go away from Nintendo. They asked for the license, and it was only when it was fully formed that Nintendo were like, we'll take some, you know, sort of acknowledgement for this. But they weren't along for the development of that in the first place. Everything else, Super Mario Run, Animal Crossing, Pocket Camp, Fire Emblem Heroes. I know a lot of people like Fire Emblem Heroes, but that game is the most watered-down version of what Fire Emblem really is.
Okay.
I've never been a fan of Heroes either. I think they're the big three, and it's like, and now we've got an even newer low with something that should have been the easiest open goal ever.
Yeah.
Just give it a decent control scheme and let people play multiplayer. There's not even a multiplayer mode in it.
How bad is this control scheme? Punishing is it? How damning is it on the game as a whole?
We'll get there.
Okay.
All right. Let's just, all right. We'll We'll edit around this. I'm gonna. You just need to see what this is like. So there you go. Okay. So you play all of it with one hand.
Okay.
So,
yeah. Upwards and.
That's the thing. You can't rotate.
Why?
Because you can't. That's the way that it is.
It's like a steering wheel.
Stop playing it wrong.
I'm sorry.
So what you want to do is you want to only use your thumb. It's only a one thumb control scheme. So yeah. So you do everything with one thumb.
What do you mean?
What? Right. Right. So you do everything with one thumb.
Right. Oh. Well, I'm going the wrong way. What? What?
Isn't it the worst thing in the world?
Thank God that you. Why am I going the wrong?
Right?
No wonder you can't fall off the edge.
You can tap and hold to drift, but
what do you mean?
What do you mean?
Why is he not going straight? What? Why is he so? What?
What? So you gotta swipe it. You gotta swipe. Just use your thumb. Yep. There you go.
Oh, it was.
Use one thumb.
One thumb?
I use one. Don't know. You swipe it. You tap
what?
You tap to jump and you hold it to drift. Oh, God. See, when I first played it, I remember downloading it and I played it and I audibly made most of the same noise as you did where I was like, oh, God, all this feels bad.
I got a rocket and
you got a bullet bill. They'll help you catch up. Now you're not in eighth anymore.
What?
Swipe and hold, mate. Like, if it was a D-pad, you'd hold the direction a little bit. You know?
Yes, but I keep swerving into the
wall. That's the thing,
Scott.
And then you do a bit of that.
And I keep going just one side to you there.
He's only got one lap left. But the general sort of way that they've implemented this control scheme, just I don't know who signed off on it. And I don't know why there's no option to flip it horizontally. And they haven't even put anything, you can't have a D-pad on screen. You can't have anything in terms of a remotely enjoyable, relatable control scheme for what people associate with Mario Kart. Instead, they've obviously tried to innovate and do everything on the one thumb. But it feels like hell.
It feels
right?
Like, yeah, it's really bad. This is not good. I just hit myself with a bomb. And I can't finish it.
Josh Brown rage quitting. Man that puts up with Devil May Cry 2 rage quits on Mario Kart.
That's got nothing on Devil May Cry 2.
Not wrong. If there's one thing Devil May Cry 2 is better than, it's Mario Kart 2. Now, I will also mention that I put together a whole tips and tricks thing for Mario Kart 2 because I've played enough of it. I'd sort of sat through it. I keep going back to the novelty of it's Mario Kart on a phone. That's my sort of thing that I keep going back to. And so that powers me through sometimes.
But
it is horrific.
Scott. Don't put yourself through it. If it's a bad game, Nintendo has to learn if they keep putting out this kind of trash and expecting people to pay $1 million a day for it. They deserve more, but we deserve more.
I don't know why you would put this much R&D into this game and then not have a decent control scheme. It just blows my mind.
It sucks because I remember when they announced their sort of, you know, mobile plans and everyone thought the same thing. You know, everyone worried that it was just going to be a kind of cash grab, but there was a potentially good idea. There was a nugget of a good idea, and it just feels like they messed it up.
They've bottled it with every single one of these so far, and it's like, other than Pokemon Go, again, though, that's not really them. That's not first party developed by them. Whereas this thing is a first party in-house Super Nintendo product, and it plays like pain.
It's weird as well because I mean they're like main games for the Switch, and you know they're console games. They don't really have these aggressive monetization practices in, but now they're just kind of pumping them out on mobile and expecting that kind of, you know, economy to sustain itself without anything to, you know, support it. And I don't want to compare it to Pokemon Go.
No.
Because Pokemon Go, I had a lot of fun with. But maybe did that set a precedent, perhaps? Because everyone downloaded it, but the game itself, when it first launched, there wasn't much actual gameplay there. It was more about the fun and the novelty of, you know, you can catch Pokemon on your phone. It was a simple idea. And this seems like a simple idea just executed very poorly.
It's true. I would say that the same amount of gameplay, quote unquote, is nigh on still there in Pokemon Go. I like Pokemon Go a lot. In fact, I would say I love Pokemon Go. But I think the reason that this is more gacha based and more loot boxy based, or in terms of the subscription models, there are loot boxes in this. You're spending a premium currency to pull a pipe, lol, to see what you get out the other end, lol. And then like you can pay more money to do that every day or whatever. But I think the reason that they've doubled down on this side of things is that they tried Super Mario Run. They said, oh, this is a full Super Mario product. This is a full Nintendo product. We're going to charge you. It was like $10 initially at launch. The whole market rejected that. So like, I think they've swung back the other way and gone, well, why don't we try the other thing? And I think mobile gaming is just a cesspool. Like, I think it's just it's just a race to the bottom. I mean, everything's going to be legalized and, you know, different jurisdictions are going to be put in place or whatever to change the legality of loot boxes and everything else going forward. It's already happening in different countries around the world. So I think a lot lot of companies are just seeing what they can get away with. For me, it's a shame to see Nintendo do it.
That's
as well.
It. That's the biggest problem, because obviously, like, the mobile economy as a whole hasn't been great for a while. Like you said, it's been this kind of race to the bottom, but it sucks to see someone as big as Nintendo try to get internet and try to capitalize on that. I mean, for all of, I don't know, I don't want this to set a precedent, is the problem. I don't want now for Microsoft and Sony and everyone else to sort of jump in and just kind of dish out these kind of low tier games in the hopes of getting a lot of money.
Well, the way that I view it is that, like I said, I think it's a race to the bottom. I think that they know they're up against literal legal practices that will, like, get in the way of a lot of these games' designs. The control scheme is its own complete hot tire fire mess. Any game can do a better control scheme, but I think that they have a time window to get as much money out of people as possible before the legal side of it comes in. So this is what you're seeing with this. Although, like I said, that doesn't get in the way of the control scheme.
Yeah.
But if you go wider on Mario Kart, its monetization practices are horrific.
That kind of, I keep saying that kind of sucks, and it does, because I keep thinking, right, when you've been talking there, I've been sort of holding out hope that, you know, maybe one day they can turn this around, maybe they can update it, maybe they can implement new, like, features, but it just sounds kind of that it's fundamentally flawed on a very deep level in an unsalvageable way.
I would say if they completely overhauled the controls, at least it would be Mario Kart on your phone. And if they put the multiplayer update in, which they've said they're going to do at some point in the future, then at least you can just play a free version of Mario Kart with your friends and make the spending completely optional, and don't put 200cc behind a paywall.
Yeah.
Don't have subscription models for an app anyway. That's ludicrous. For a game app anyway. Like, you can get Netflix for, or Spotify for a month, or you can pay, the Switch's online mode is £15 for a whole year. So it's just insane. But whatever, I guess in terms of the way that this thing's rolled out, it seems to have made $1 million, but average spend kind of hints that maybe the whales are at it again, when the average person is down to 5 cents.
That's it. I mean, like you said, 20 million people have downloaded it. It's made $1 million. It does sort of feel like, you know, a lot of people aren't actually paying for the, you know, in-game features and stuff, but you do have those quote-unquote whales that the industry likes to rely on, and maybe that's where the bulk of the money is coming from, and maybe that's enough for Nintendo. I don't have any idea how much this game costs to develop, but I imagine it's on, you know, like, the cheaper end of the spectrum, not in terms of production thing, just, you know, in terms of, like, the reality of life.
I mean, there's, like, the new courses in it, like, the, you know, they've a lot of them come across from the 3DS version, the SNES version, the remade courses and everything, but that's the thing, like, they've sort of made new courses. It is very polished, like, it is very pristine. They've got a particular thing that they're going for in terms of the control scheme. I quite like some of the stuff that they've got in terms of, like, each character has a different point set, you have different courses where you can perform better on if you pick different characters. Like, they have little things that are the Nintendo you like.
Yeah.
And, like, now when you get ink splattered, you can wipe it away with your finger.
See, that's quite cool.
Nice little idea.
I wish I'd known that 5 minutes ago when I was playing myself and I got ink splattered.
You were in the wall, mate. You living in the wall.
I'll read your tips and tricks.
Pink Floyd.
My worry with this, Scott, right, is that they've now had, you know, obviously Mario Kart on a phone. That's their big sort of idea. That's their most, in my opinion, most accessible sort of, like, brand that gets everyone in. They can play with their friends or hopefully in the future. Have they had too many chances now? Will this sort of break the camel's back? How do they sort of proceed from here when they've had their, like, major franchise, most accessible franchise, and they've kind of messed it up? Is there any sort of goodwill to even be clawed back, or is this sort of, you know, the end of this whole enterprise?
Nintendo have got a lot of high-profile failures. You know, the Virtual Boy, the original state of the Wii, the entirety of the Wii U. Like, you know, they make mistakes. I always think that usually it was always falling back on, well, at least they're trying stuff. This is ugly. Like, the spending practices in this are ugly. And so I think that that'll be the thing that stands out the most. I think that, like I said, I think with it being a race to the bottom, people seeing what they can get away with, I don't think they've run out of goodwill. It's Nintendo. It's like saying Pixar ran out of goodwill. It's like everyone has too many good memories associated with that company, and they are trying for the betterment of the gaming industry everywhere else other than the mobile market. So either they're very self-aware and it's, let's see what we can get away with, let's go swim in the cesspool for a bit, or it's a catastrophic failure. But either way, it's going to meet out in the amount of money that it's making in the general reception anyway.
Yeah.
My overall take is just that the controls are horrific.
And I can now, after my 2-minute playtest, kind of test to that very much.
So yes, let us know what you think down in the comments below if you've been trying Super Mario Tour and what you would like to see going forward from the app itself. For now, though, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I mean, Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye.
I saw, like,
what would you rather play, that or Devil May Cry 2?
Why?
Hey, Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.